This is Soundcheck on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm George Preston, sitting in all week for John Schaefer. In a little while on the program, we'll be speaking with composer, pianist, trombone player Chris Brubeck. But it's a pleasure now to welcome David Latulippe back to the airwaves of WNYC. David, nice to see you.
Why, thank you, George. A pleasure to be here in a slightly different capacity.
Yes, indeed. David, in addition to being a former announcer here at WNYC, is the artistic director of the Bretton Woods Chamber Players, and they're putting on some programs at the White Mountain Fine Arts and Music Festival the 24th of this month through September 1st. And you've decided on Arthur Foote as kind of a centerpiece for a couple of the concerts on the 25th and 26th. And why specifically Arthur Foote?
Well, one of the reasons is that it's his sesquicentennial year. He was born in 1853,
yeah.
Died in 1937. So it seemed a great excuse to play his music. If you've heard it, and I'm sure you have, it's underplayed, I believe, on the airwaves and in recital programs. It's fun to bring this to the attention of a very eager public in such a beautiful setting. One of the reasons I came to Foote was a wonderful recording by Boston flutist Fenwick Smith.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Northwestern Music or something.
Northeastern.
Yeah. One of those North labels. And he did quite a bit of the chamber music of Arthur Foote with some other chamber players in Boston. Totally intrigued with them, totally mm-hmm. taken with them, decided, well, let's do them in New Hampshire. This summer, I consider this festival a sort of fresh air fund for musicians without the funds, in that I bring musicians from the New York and New England area that are otherwise just schlepping around doing summer jobs in the city and give them some fresh air up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
How long have you been putting the series together?
Well, off and on, over 15 years. People have come up. It's quite a roster of musicians that have made it up from the New York area. Every year seems to be a little different. I've been bringing up a woodwind quintet quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did the Poulenc Sextet. And then this season I'm pleased to bring up a full complement of strings, a string quartet, a wonderful harpist, Joy Plaisted, who's with us in the studio today, and a pianist by the name of Simon Holt, who works out of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Foote pieces we're doing as part of the sesquicentennial celebration is a piece that actually had its premiere in San Francisco, where I'm currently residing. Elias Hecht of the San Francisco Chamber Music Society did this piece called A Night Piece, which Pierre Monteux took a liking to after hearing it from the great flutist George Laurent in the Boston area, and it had a premiere with the Boston Symphony 80 years ago this past April. So another anniversary reason to do the Night Piece.
Let's put Foote a little bit in perspective, in context with American composers. He was mainly a Boston figure. He did a lot of church music. He was an organist in several prominent Boston churches.
Right, and a part of the Boston group of Chadwick and Payne and Amy Beach,
mm-hmm.
This circle of musicians, very much European-influenced,
yeah.
Contemporary of Brahms. In fact, Max Fiedler, who was a conductor of champion of Arthur Foote's work, was a champion of Brahms as well,
uh-huh.
often doing some premieres in the Boston area. So the structure is nothing outrageous or contemporary, very rooted in a romantic tradition.
It doesn't have that like American music sound that one would associate with Copland or Bernstein or later American composers.
No, it stays pretty traditional in that front.
Yeah. Well, he was born in 1853, which is one of the reasons for the celebration this year.
Indeed.
At the Bretton Woods Chamber Players. You know, why don't we listen to some of the music? You've brought along two terrific musicians, cellist Vincent Moncada and harpist Joy Plaisted. And I know, David, you need to switch seats and grab your flute for this, but the name of this piece is At Dusk.
An interesting thing about this At Dusk piece is that it was published posthumously. He wrote it in 1920,
yeah.
But it wasn't brought to the public's attention until John Solomon around 1990. So now it's a wonderful, welcome addition to the repertoire.
All right. David Latulippe, grab your flute, have a seat, and we will hear David Latulippe, flutist, cellist Vincent Moncada, harpist Joy Plaisted, with this lovely piece by Arthur Foote, and we say happy birthday to Arthur Foote as well. The music is called At Dusk on WNYC's Soundcheck. Thank you. That's At Dusk by Arthur Foote, a Boston composer, lived from 1853 to 1937. And you can hear that on a sesquicentennial tribute to Arthur Foote up at the White Mountain Fine Arts and Music Festival on August 26th, 9 p.m. Very civilized after-dinner hour. Performed by these very same members of the Bretton Woods Chamber Players. David LaTulippe is the flutist and artistic director. And we also heard cellist Vincent Moncada and harpist Joy Plaisted. And I want to thank all of you for coming in and performing. That's terrific. We'll hear more in just a couple of minutes. There is some information on the festival at mtwashington.com.
You can certainly see the beautiful setting that these concerts take place at mtwashington.com. A phone number there to call for further information is 603-278-1000.
How far up the mountain is this?
Well, from New York, it's a solid 5-hour drive and change.
Yes, so, but in altitude, are you?
Altitude, not far. I mean,
oh, okay.
It's not bad. It's I'm not sure the exact altitude of the But you're peaks not, at 6,200, right at the foot of Mount Washington.
Oh, so it's at the foot. You're not gasping for breath all through this. Well, let's see. What other fun foot facts do we have on hand? I know that he was influenced by the prominent German composers of his day. And, of course, all of his music does sound very European. But I hear some impressionistic undertones as well in this.
Yes, in fact, in his own autobiography, he mentions that he was rather late, along with his contemporaries, in coming to the influence of late Debussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll hear a little bit of that influence in our next piece. He was the first American composer to receive all of his musical training here in the United States.
Really?
He entered Harvard, and he was the first person to ever get a master's degree in music. Now, granted, that education was primarily European-based, as you can tell in his harmony and his structure. But it's an interesting fun fact about Foote. Some other works we're doing up there are a piece for flute and piano called Au Bas de Villageois.
Mm-hmm.
We're also doing his, I mentioned the Scherzo and Night piece and a Sarabande and Rigaudon, just even from the title, Sarabande, Rigaudon, you know.
Very European,
quite traditional
indeed.
Sounding.
And the concert on the 26th is all music by Arthur Foote. And one of his pieces, the one we just heard, will be featured on Monday, August 25th at 9 p.m., chamber music with harp, and lots of other good stuff on that concert that we want to talk about. And we also have a concert on the 27th. What is that all about, David?
Well, I'd love to call it Mostly Mozart in the Mountains, but I'm afraid for legal issues, we'll say primarily...
Actually,
Amadeus, I don't know. Can we...
Interesting topography.
Yeah. But since I'll have Joy placed it up, we're going to do at least an excerpt from the wonderful Flute and Harp Concerto of Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a string quartet, albeit a smaller accompaniment than we would normally play with. A fantastic clarinetist by the name of Ruth Ann Heller out of Connecticut will be doing the quintet of Mozart, the wonderful quintet for clarinet. We'll also do a little fun Marriage of Figaro overture for some of the other musicians that are involved. Dan Hain, bassoonist, is coming up with us along with that string quartet.
Now, this isn't for orchestra, though. Where do you get the arrangements to do this, or do you just have, like, one person to a part and however it fits in?
I actually had shown Dan Hain an arrangement for flute and strings of the Marriage of Figaro overture, and he said, oh, I can arrange that better. Obviously, since he was going to be up for bassoon, he's doing it for string quartet, bassoon, clarinet, and flute. So he's taking a very simple arrangement and looking at the score and giving us a fresh arrangement.
Well, that's wonderful. Why don't we hear some more music? Debussy was an influence on Arthur Foote, who is the featured composer on Tuesday, August 26, 9 p.m. at the White Mountain Fine Arts and Music Festival. By the way, I'm George Preston, sitting in for John Schaefer here on WNYC's Soundcheck. The piece we'll hear next is a well-known Debussy composition. It's The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, and once again, here's flutist David LaTulippe and harpist Joy Plaisted on Soundcheck. Thank you. The Girl with the Flaxen Hair by Claude Debussy, La Fille aux Cheveux de Lin, I think, something like that in French, played for us today on WNYC's Soundcheck by flutist David LaTulipe and harpist Joy Plaisted, and they are now joining me at the console. Thank you for that performance.
Indeed.
That's terrific. You know, some insider information. Joy had to bring that harp in at 11:30 this morning to get acclimated to the, our indoor climate here at WNYC.
Which is getting colder by the minute,
It is a little bit chill. We're emulating Dave Letterman here in our studios. But Joy, I've often thought, as a singer, I just carry my instrument around with me. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of challenges as a harpist that certainly a flutist such as David LaTulipe doesn't face. What's the venue like up at the White Mountain Fine Arts and Music Festival? You're not playing outside, are you?
I'm not playing outside. It's a wonderful setting in a conservatory.
It's a half beautiful round room in this in the off the main lobby of the Mount Washington Hotel. It's a domed structure that looks right out on the presidential range of the White Mountains. So you couldn't ask for a more stunning setting for music in the White Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an elevator, so I'm very happy.
That's key.
It is.
That's key.
Couldn't be better.
And presumably the electricity will be on and the elevator will be working.
And Joy will have her roadie, her husband Roy, along with her. So,
yes, a wonderful
He'll be
roadie.
Helping.
Very convenient to be married to a big, strong guy when you have a harp to carry around with you all the time. One of the other pieces that's going to be featured on the Monday, August 25th program is by Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, or Mirror in a Mirror. And that's best known as a piece for cello or violin and piano. How did you get the idea to do this this arrangement for harp and bass flute?
Well, I had the good fortune of working with film director Mike Nichols a couple years ago on his HBO production of Wit. And I chose some music for it, all of which were pre-recorded music, pieces of music. Joy introduced me to this piece, and it worked so beautifully in so many parts of the film that Mike fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. I think people that have seen the film have been moved by it, as I'm sure you will hearing it today. And since I recently acquired a bass flute, I thought, well, you know, it's in the bass range, it's the cello, well, why not try it on bass flute? Yeah. And it seems to work rather well.
And Joy, where did you encounter this piece?
I encountered this piece on WNYC.
Well, you see?
There you go.
It all comes around. It's such a small world.
It does. My friend Nancy Hambleton called me up on a cell phone and said, "Are you listening? Are you listening now?" She's a cellist, mm-hmm. and she wanted to do this piece, and it's worked beautifully. We've fallen in love with it and played every opportunity we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll use it for some traveling music for you guys
in just a
moment. First, I want to remind everyone that we're talking with David LaTulipe, who's the artistic director of the Bretton Woods Chamber Players, and they're in concert at the White Mountain Fine Arts and Music Festival, August 24th through September 1st. There's some sketchy information at the website mtwashington.com, and you can also call 603-278-1000 for more information. The evening concerts all begin at 9 p.m. That's
correct.
Something to point out, because usually the world starts at 8, except for on Sunday afternoon, August 24th. That's at 3 p.m.
But here's a great idea. Come on up and hear us rehearse in the afternoon. Have a wonderful meal at the four-star hotel restaurant, and then enjoy the concert at 9.
Oh, so you can open rehearsals.
Indeed.
That's always fun. You can kind of get in on the process there. In just a moment, we're going to have Chris Brubeck on the program on Soundcheck today. But first, let's hear some of this entrancing piece by Arvo Pärt, Spiegel im Spiegel, playing the bass flute. And we're all in awe at his breath capacity with this instrument. Is David LaTulipe and once again harpist Joy Plaisted.
Thank you.
You're listening to Soundcheck on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm George Preston. Be back in just a moment with Chris Brubeck.